I'm Mike Davis on the Southern Farm Network. South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers joins me again. And Commissioner, we talked some time ago about this new marketing co-op that has begun in South Carolina with beef in mind. And I understand you've got an update for us today. What's going on there?
Well, yeah, Mike, this group formed the South Carolina Beef Marketing Cooperative in April of this year early, and we've worked with them ever since to try to find some opportunities for them to capitalize on working together. We found some examples of where it's been successful in Kentucky. We've talked to processors. We've talked to some folks who have contract for supplying some of our university campuses. So we're trying to think through it all so that on day one, when those first cows go for processing, that we're ready to go. So again, been spending a lot of time focused on the beef industry this year, looking at where some of our strengths are, some of the weak links, and all designed to see if we can keep more animals here in South Carolina.
One of the things that we talked about earlier when this idea was first coming to fruition, Commissioner, was that the meat processing facilities in South Carolina are fairly small in scale. So this is an ambitious process that's taking place here. What are some things that are going to have to happen if this thing really takes off?
Well, we've talked with most of those small processors and have committed that for those who want to expand, we'll come alongside and be pretty aggressive with funds to help them. And the department has committed up to $3 million for those opportunities. So We're going to reach out to all of the smaller processors across the state, make this known to them, hear what potential they have. We're hoping that we can add to our beef processing capacity by 50%. In the state, create some jobs, but for the most part, create more value in production agriculture by taking animals to processing size versus stocker calves like we traditionally do.
And I understand this co-op is really, truly a cooperative effort among many different entities. Is that right?
Well, it is. It was formed with the assistance of the South Carolina Center for Cooperative and Enterprise Development. So that's a fancy way of saying we're trying to help folks use the cooperative model like they're doing here with beef and find ways to work together so that as a group they have more opportunities than they would have individually. So that is the purpose of cooperatives forming. So work with them. We work with Dr. Steve Richards from Clemson Extension, again, more specifically focused on communicating with these processors just to see what the potential is out there. We've been having these discussions for the better part of 2 years, so this is sort of where we are, ready to take that next step and support the beef farmers across the state.
So, Commissioner, what is that next step along this journey?
Well, it's just that, trying to find where our processors can expand to add to their capacity. And hopefully, as I said, as a group, raise the capacity of processing in South Carolina by at least 50%. Being able to keep more of those animals here rather than send them out west for finishing.
Well, I know there's a lot of excitement amongst the beef growing community for this, and we look forward to seeing what happens. And that South Carolina branded beef product, well, we'll be looking for that on the shelves very quickly. In fact, kind of makes me hungry for some beef right now, just thinking about it.
Well, that was, I guess, part of the plan, so good to hear that. All right, yeah, looking forward to see where we can take this.
With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.